Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norman Tice coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. I'm back on the air after about a month of straightening my head out, putting myself back together, dealing with some physical issues that I had. And I'm going to come to you live, and I'm going to do it on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And part of the reason that I am coming to you here at 7 o'clock Yeah, there we go. We're back. I hope I am making my way through. I've been gone for about a month. I tried to use September to get everything ready for the fall. And as I said before, we're coming to you live, still on Wednesday nights. I was going to try to go with a different night. But I decided to stay on Wednesday. But I'm now coming to you at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the reason for it is, unfortunately, tonight we will not be hearing from the man who had over time actually become, for all intents and purposes, the co-host of Norm at Night. You may have known him on Facebook as Carl Shake Your Booty. I knew him as Carl Schwarzat. He was close and dear friend of mine, who I've known, as you could tell from much of our banner on this show, since Well, for almost 50 years. I've known Carl since I was I knew Carl since I was about 20. It's really hard for me to talk about him because it came as such a shock. Carl came from a large family, and one of his brothers let me know that, unfortunately, on October the 4th, 2015, Carl passed away. And that date now will have even added significance to me as October 4th, 2015 was the 1 year anniversary of my sister Kathy's passing. Both people coming as shocks. Nothing expected, at least on my part. I really am sad when I think of my sister Kathy. If you smoke, please, please just stop. It really isn't the best thing in the world for you. But I'm really sad, and I don't know how long I can continue this, but I will be here on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. I got a chat room open. And when I think of Carl's passing, and when I think of my sister's passing, it makes presidential politics seem almost blasé to me. But it's time to snap out of it, because the show must go on. The play must continue. The sun comes up and goes down every day. And generally speaking, we all go forward. A lot of interesting things have happened to me, actually. First of all, I turned 65. That was kind of a milestone. I'm a full-blown Medicare patient now. Yes, I feel the burn. I sure do. I am gung-ho 100%, stickers on the car, T-shirt wearing, bag-carrying Bernie Sanders fan. Do I think he can win? A lot of people ask me that question, do you think he can win? And my answer is, all I can do is vote for him. And if enough of us vote for him, he will win. I can't vote for you. I can't vote for the person that lives next door to you. I can't vote for the people who work with you. I can only vote for me. And I'm voting for Bernie Sanders. Why am I voting for Bernie Sanders, you ask? Well, because my economic interest and the interest of this entire country are riding on the ideas of Bernie Sanders. A lot of people have talked to me in the last few days since Hillary's, quote, extraordinary debate performance about how she's saying all the things that Bernie says, and wouldn't I want her to be president? The answer is no. When Bernie says it, I believe it. He doesn't have a history of lying. She does have a history of lying. He doesn't have a history of bad votes. She does have a history of bad votes. Some people say the worst thing that ever happened to America was the Iraq War. Hillary Clinton voted for that war. Bernie Sanders voted against authorizing that war. I voted for Barack Obama based on that issue. That carried the day for me in the last Democratic primary that was contested in 2008. The war vote. Everything in American history in the last 20 years, well, let's just say in the last 15 years, has come from the ill-fated decision to involve ourselves in a shooting war in Iraq. Hillary voted for that. I can't vote for somebody who voted for that war. Turns out Barack Obama lied to me. You can say whatever you like about it. He said he'd get us out of that war. We're not out of it. He said he'd get us out of the war in Afghanistan. We're not out of it. He said he'd close Guantanamo Bay. It's not closed. That is a liar. Barack Obama signs orders to have missiles roar out of the car, out of the sky, and kill people without due process. Their lives matter too. I know I'm starting to sound, what happened to the fat left-hander? Well, the fat left-hander is still a fat left-hander. Barack Obama is not a left-hander. You know, I used to make the joke, I got to look to the right to find Barack Obama. Well, I can't even find him anymore. I'm feeling the burn. And what am I feeling about the burn? Number one, single-pay health care. I made it to 65. I'm finally a benefit of single care health care. I've had single pay health care once before in our lives, in my life. And that's when I was on active duty in the United States Navy. I was a naval officer because it's the right thing to do. I was opposed to the war in Vietnam. But I had an obligation to serve. And so I served as an officer in the United States Navy. I chose to do that. I feel the burn. The burn chose not to do that. Do I think that entitles him to be commander-in-chief? Yes, I do. I don't think that is a problem. One of the major concerns of the founding fathers was that the military, the army, be under the control of civilians. Bernie is a civilian. He's never been tainted. And yes, I use that word, tainted by the military. I was tainted. Does that mean that I couldn't be commanded? I am a civilian. I was a civilian in the Navy. I was not all gung-ho. I was not a lifer. I was not a career person. That's not my ball of wax. Am I going to go to Golden Corral and get a free meal on Veterans Day? You're damn right I am. In fact, I may go for breakfast, I may go for lunch, and I may go for dinner. Did I kill anybody? No. Was I ever under fire? No. Was I damn lucky about that? You better believe it. The luckiest thing I was, I didn't have to kill another human being. Would I have? I hope so, if that's what it came down to. But it should never have to come down to that. We don't have to be in a war. So I'm going to vote for the, I'm feeling the burn over single pay health care. When I went to undergraduate school, and I just do not understand what has happened completely with college tuition. When I went to undergraduate school, the tuition at the State University of New York, which was a fine university, I went to the State University College in Buffalo. My tuition for 4 years was $1,600. I used to say it was $800 because I multiplied 4 times 200. But there are really 8 semesters in a 4-year undergraduate degree, or in a bachelor's degree. And so my tuition was $200 a semester, or $50 a course, although in those days we did 5, so it was more like $40 a course. In fact, sometimes we even did 6. And college was one of the most extraordinary experiences of my entire life. It changed. Actually, that's not really true. It did not change who I was. It expanded who I was, you know. I've done a lot of athletic coaching, and people always say that athletics or sports builds character. It doesn't do that at all. It reveals character. It shows who you are. When I went to college, it revealed my soul. It put me in contact with ideas that let me think and wonder about this world. The burn says college and state universities should be free. I agree 100%. It will benefit all of us the same way that public education at the secondary level benefits all of us, whether we have children in school or not. Two of my children went through high school with public education. One of my children went to a Catholic high school because I went there to teach. I think it was a good thing. Just full disclosure, I did not go to a public high school, but I did go to a public college, a state university, Buff State, as they used to call it. Well, I'm sure they still do. And it was an extraordinary experience. I had the pleasure of meeting great teachers and great people. But anyway, two people who I knew then who have also passed, which is unfortunate. One was a woman named Gloria Simon who died of breast cancer. and another was the greatest teacher I may have ever had. I've had so many good ones that it's really hard to say at any time, but if I had a pick, I'd have to say Dr. Antoinette Mann Patterson. She was extraordinary. But I paid for my entire college undergraduate tuition and books working in a drugstore, working in a food market, delivering pizzas, working in a steel mill, and had no debt when it was over. My children had some debt, but very little. My son went to a private university that was affordable because he had a great right leg that could kick a soccer ball. Thankfully, he discovered school. Both of my daughters went to the University of Maryland state system, one to University College and the other to Towson University in Towson, Maryland. So we're talking about feeling the burn. Yes, we are. Well, single-pay health care, free tuition state universities, the $15 minimum wage. I actually have difficulty with this. But my difficulty is not that I don't think they should workers should be able to get that much money, but I think that workers should be able to organize and fight their own battles for their own wages on a fair playing field, a fair collective bargaining plane. And one of the big crutches of collective bargaining is the right to strike. So I support workers' rights, much as the burn. I believe that free trade can be an advantage to everyone, provided we have sufficient education for all of us to become our own creators of wealth, our own business owners, if you would. I really believe that the days of the giant megacorp are really over. And if we continue to have these giant megacorps, we're going to end up, busted, broke, chaotic. So I'm feeling the burn in that area. I do oppose free trade that keeps the 1% developing what they have. So if you want to call me about any of this stuff, the Republicans, Ben Carson is in a dream world. He thinks he did it himself. Oh, and I know you're out there, Martin O'Malley. I'm sorry for not mentioning you. If the burn wasn't in, you'd get my vote. But the burn is there. Donald Trump? Actually, of all the Republicans, the one who I might be able to vote for is probably Donald Trump. But that's... We'll have our whole Trump night. I've only voted for one Republican in my life, and thankfully he lost. And his name was Gerald Ford. I voted against Jimmy Carter. Jimmy won. When I voted for Jimmy Carter in 80, Jimmy Carter lost. I don't know what to say about that. I only know that I think Jimmy Carter was one of the greatest presidents we've ever had because we're all still alive. And we can talk about that another time. But I've been going on a half hour. Marco Rubio just makes my stomach retch. Everyone says how handsome he is. I think he's slimy looking because he is slimy. He didn't even know who his parents ran away from. He really doesn't know anything, and he shows that every day. Bush, you know, you get another Bush and we'll have a hedgerow, and my God, the country can't afford that. The father didn't do any real damage. George W., the son, was a disaster for America. I hope that we can survive this. I'm not sure that we can, but we shall see. Well, we have nobody in the chat room. Well, let me just see if I can get a nudge on Facebook. Norm at Night is on live. Oh, God, somebody I've known for a long time. Just posted on Facebook how he's all excited. He's finally getting to hear the man. He's talking about President Obama. President, he hasn't been a very good president. Or maybe he has. He doesn't understand the office, I don't think. He may be the worst constitutional law professor who's ever been, and I don't think he understands the Constitution. But that's okay. What? I don't know. Norm at Night is on live right now. Call in 347, it's been so long I don't even remember the number. 347-945-6713. That's the number. Give it a call and talk to Norm at Night. So I don't neglect it. Congratulations to Fred Robinson, who won his, I don't even know how many terms now, but he won his first four-year term as Mayor Bowie. Congratulations, Fred. Isaac Troth, congratulations for winning re-election as my South Bowie representative from District 4. Thank you, Craig Merkel and Dennis Brady, for making it an election and at least giving us the people a choice, which we could do with or without. But Fred is the mayor, and so Fred is the mayor. Alan Dehaney just came onto my Facebook. Wow. One of the first people I taught 35 years ago. That's pretty amazing. A lot of people here. Oh, they love the TV ad about Bernie. Well, call the show. Call Norm at night. 347-945-6713. Wednesday nights, 7 to 8. We're back on. I love that statement Bernie makes. Nobody who works 40 hours a week should be living in poverty. I sort of agree with that. Well, a lot of people are talking about just remember, too. Every presidential candidate, or almost every presidential candidate, has a super PAC behind it, except for Bernie Sanders. Oh, wow. I don't know what's going on Facebook. I don't always understand it. Let's see what's going on here. I love this. Well, that's really pretty much about it. Still nobody on. I think I'm going to call it a night for tonight. I got to talk about Paul Ryan being Speaker of the House. He's the youngest speaker in 100 years. First of all, keep in mind, the Speaker of the House is the third person in line to become President of the United States in case of the unthinkable. And I guess one way to take out an insurance policy, Joe Biden and Barack Obama, is to let Paul Ryan be Speaker of the House, because God, who'd want him to be president? That's 90% a joke. So let's just keep that in mind. But get your copies of The Fountainhead out and Atlas Shrugged. The guy really believes Ayn Rand and their philosophy about, what do they call it, objectivism. Those books, actually, when you're reading them, they seem so commonsensical. Like, of course, and then you're done with it and you feel dirty and realize it's just people abusing people. Just making an excuse for greed. But that's Norman Constantine. If you want to have a discussion some night about one of those books, let me know. I got to make a Norm at Night email. I haven't done it yet. But you're welcome to give me a call at 347-945-6713. I'm going to put the music back on while I go get a cup of coffee. Where's the music? And I'm back. I got my Reese's. I do love Reese's. I hope you had a nice Halloween. The kids came to our house and our house in packs. It was really kind of fun. Like most years, we bought too much candy. I'm always afraid we're going to run out. My wife says give them handfuls, and it always turns out that she's right, as she is most things. Oh, I guess you shouldn't eat candy when you're on the radio, huh? Still teaching school. Capital Christian Academy. They're even threatening to pay me. That's only half joking. But anyway, I just got my CPAP snoring machine, and it seems to be working. It's hard to chew these nuts without your teeth. Oh, wow. Just would swallow them. I guess that's kind of dangerous. Well, it doesn't look like anybody's going to call me tonight, and that's all right. I can't think of anything I want to talk about. I'm sure nobody's out there listening to me one night, but that should change. I so miss Kyle Schwarzat. He used to call every week, and we had some real wild discussions. Carl Chapman, if you're out there and you got the guts, I'd love to have you on here. I'm starting to get a lot of emails now, Carl Chapman, telling me what a jerk you are and how I should defriend you because you're poisoning Facebook because you don't know how to use it. Of course, I won't, because I would much rather shine a light on you and let you prove my point every time you open your mouth. But it's all in good debate. And yes, I believe Bernie's going to win. Yes, I do. And on that, there is no question in my mind. But other than that, I can't think of much else that... Trump, Carson, Fiorino, Rubio, that other guy, I can't believe he went to Yale, that arrogant, pompous Ted Cruz from Texas, Kasich from Ohio, a chubby Italian or half Italian from New Jersey. Why can't I think of Chris's last name? I keep thinking Chris Rubio. Jeez. Oh, I'm starting to lose it. Speaking of starting to lose it, it was really sad. The revelations from Robin Williams' wife about how I forget the name of this syndrome, but you're losing your mind and you know it. And he just couldn't put up with it. And I more than understand that. Well, you know, we only got a quarter hour left. I guess I could keep talking, but I really don't want to. I put it on Facebook that I'm here. Hopefully someone will call. Oh, Jose and Ferguson, give me a call. Don't just say you like it. Join in. It's so hard to talk to yourself. Oh, it really is. You know, well, one other, I can't stand Stephen Colbert. He's such a clown. And I don't know, maybe I'm just too serious for my own good. I don't like him on The Tonight Show at all. But that's me, as they say. Let me see what happens when I go to Backgammon Live while I'm here on this show. Well, let's play. Still no callers. Any backgammon players out there? I do love to play backgammon. Yes, I do. Hey, it's my turn. The opponent just played a pretty standard 4-2. My role is 6-2. There's not much doubt I'm going to play that. I put a lot of stock in the 5-point either way. And so I'm going to go down and make that 5. Oh, a 2-1. Can't hit my 5, so maybe I'll get to make it. I guess he's going to play 2 down from the midpoint. We'll see. Oh, actually, I apologize, Amy. Did not split. I agree with that. There's the 1. Makes my 5. I'm going to risk it and go for the other 5. See what happens. 5-4. He can hit me twice. I would do it. Still nobody calling me. Oh, well. Oh, chicken liver. Well, I'll make the bar. I should be good. I'm getting in double land here. No question about that. Opponent threw a double 2. I don't know if that really helps her. 2-1. There's the 1. And we'll play the 2 from the midpoint. 6-2. Oh, no. Is he going to take the pop? Yes, he is. Well, let's see what happens. Oh! Oh! 3-1. I'm starting to get to the... I wouldn't let me get away with this. I'd cue me right out of this game. There's the 5. I'm going to come here. Put another one on the bar. Got a little bit of trouble playing the 6. but not much. That's all I can do. I've never tried this on Norman Knight before. Still no calls. 10 minutes to go on this show. 4-3. There's the 4. I guess that's got to be the 3. I don't know if I'm... Oh, now I'm losing. Oh, maybe not. That is a tough play. Well, actually, the play is pretty easy because you don't have much choice. It's the result of the play that's pretty tough. I got to hope for a hit. I got to hope for a hit. Not a great throw, but oh, that was a horrible play. I wouldn't hit me. All right. That keeps me in the game. Ah, there's a nice throw. Uh-oh, looks like I might lose this one. Let me get this nice 5-point board all ready for you. Yeah, that's pretty easy, too. He's just going to play past me. I am cooked, folks. Norm is cooked. Oh, well. Oh, God, that doesn't help me. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got a 5-point board. It's going to hit me and go by. All right. How about a 3-4? 2, that will do. Oh, you should have cued me out of here. Now I'm going to win. See if this person's a real player. They don't really care. I don't know. Only time will tell. This game's over now. I don't know. I goofed around. I need a big throw here. There we go. I still probably can pull this out. There we go. Very nicely done. It's going down to the wire. Backgammon on Norm at Night. Isn't that? This is in honor of Carl. He was one of the best backgammon players in the world, actually. And he taught me how to play, and he taught me a lot of good stuff. And I'm going to win one in honor of him. 2 minutes left in the game. I won the game, and that's all we're going to do with backgammon. No, we're not playing again. I don't want to play you again. Oh, shoot. Did I? I did. I turned everything off, and I didn't want to do that. Oh, that's backgammon. I want blogtalkradio.com/NormAtNight. I should come back on to Norm at Night is live. Let's go back to my dashboard. No, not my dashboard. That's not what I wanted to do. I got some listeners out there, apparently. But let's go to my studio. I don't want to do that. I want to go to my studio. And in my studio, we got a minute 13 seconds left. I'm not going to take any more calls now, and I'm just going to let the music play our way out. Norm at Night is back. We had a backgammon game in honor of Carl. A lot of good things happened here tonight on Norm at Night. Mostly, we got a whole show in. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to make it. I'm glad that I did. And we'll see you all the next time we play here. And I don't understand why the music won't play, but I'll worry about that at a later date. I just heard my better half come home, and this is the end of the show. We'll see you next Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and whenever you roll the dice, remember Carl. And whenever you want to think about quitting smoking, remember my sister. She didn't do it. Yeah, we're going out with the music. Good night.